Brendan, what did you make of that more competitive effort tonight?
Yeah, we added a little bit more experience in tonight. Plan was always to do that. It was a good chance to travel and get away together and keep bonding with some new players that we've added to our list. And got the game time in, really good solid hit out. So we look at it really as good preparation more than anything for round one.
Did you get through playing?
Yeah, as far as I know, there's no injuries, so that's always a good sign. I haven't checked in with the docs yet, though.
Jared Pickett looks like he's got a bit of poise and has a bit of finish as well.
Yeah, well, we know he was a high draft pick a few years ago at the Giants, and he's had an injury interrupted sort of career to this point, and he's growing as a footballer. It's only early days, but we think he can use the ball well. He's got good speed. It's just adapting to the way in which we play the game. We like some of the signs, aren't you?
How did you like the way Cripps came through the game, given he's had, an interruption recently?
I think you're probably asking the question because you may have saw what I saw. He's a bull. He had a real crack. It just shows that mindset in football is really important. And he was determined to push his body to give himself the best prep ready for round one, given he's been interrupted for so long in pre-season. So, good willpower.
So how did you manage him, given that he's had that interruption?
Yeah, well, we got a half. He had played a half last week, this week three quarters, and we'll just do a good training block between now and round one against Richmond. So, that's been his progression.
You used Jake Wiedering up forward tonight. How do you think that went? Like, gave a bit of aerial presence?
Yeah, he did. We used Levi a little bit in the ruck tonight, so it just gave us another target there. All part of his development. We'll continue to use him in both ends, like we've said. But JLT is always that chance to do it. You can do it a lot easier because you're trying things more.
Do you feel like you're pretty well covered for tall defenders, so it does free you up, obviously, to use him up there? Getting Caleb Marsh back, he helps down back.
Yeah, we think we've got some more flexibility, but I think I've said a few times now, we'll keep growing Wieters as a defender and use him up forward as necessary, because in time, we want him to be able to play at both ends. But, it's early days and that, and every chance we can to do it, we will.
No wins during the pre-season. Does that matter at all heading into round one?
Oh, I think if you look through history, you can determine that. It's all around mindset now. A lot of JRT is about preparation, experimenting, trying new kids. Season proper is a new game altogether.
How close was what you put out tonight to what you can go with in round one?
Close. I'm not sure it's totally solidified yet. We're still working on our defensive methods and some of our ball use. We had opportunities on turnover to hurt tonight, but didn't quite complete them. So there's lots to go away from, as you'd expect in a JLT, and work on in the next few training runs before round one.
Your options to come back in there, we started for round one.
There's a few we're looking at. I don't want to be locked to that right now. I'll go away and have a look. I think the Northern Blues won in a pracky match today, so I'll go and have a look at that form and then make those assessments. Wouldn't want to be locked to anything now.
Was there anything that disappointed you, Brendan, something that you thought needs to be better when you hit down?
This early in the season, there's lots of little things, of course, but no, by and large, I liked our intensity. I think our contested possession numbers were pretty good. Our tackle numbers were okay. We just didn't complete some plays. Had some opportunities to and didn't, so we'll tidy that up. But the good thing is those opportunities appeared for us. We just need to complete them when we got ball in hand.
Do